This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're very happy to have you with us, listening to us. Visit, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, where you can get all your news and information about what is really truly going on about New California. Just tons of things happening, of course, in New California. And we're really, really happy to have you all on board listening about that as well and joining in. You know, yesterday we had a really big day. We read a grievance in support of the sheriffs of California and the nation because sheriffs are coming under attack. Constitutional sheriffs are... Anything dealing with being a sheriff is coming clearly under attack right now because they do not want a sheriff in the counties. They want to eliminate the borders. They want to eliminate all legal authority. So only the state can have control of the counties. Think about it. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy the jurisdiction of the counties. And the sheriffs. We know that. That's why we're coming out against it. Anyway, welcome aboard. Anyway, we've got just a ton of things going on. The situation, as we were talking about with this Jussie guy, he's in a heap load of trouble. I mean, this guy is getting, it's getting worse for him from what we're understanding at this point in time. And I'm gonna switch to guns here. We're talking about Venezuela and all that other stuff in the last hour as well. And the sea level rise of Venezuela is still on the brink, according to everybody else. The other thing, too, the Covington student, he's suing the Washington Post for $250 million. You remember that the whole thing, the tribal leaders that were there, so-called tribal leaders, the guy who was pounding on the drum and they were blasting all the Covington people because they had the mega hats on and all that good stuff, right? Get that? Get that? Well, you know, the bottom line to the whole thing was it was not a good deal for the Washington Post because they were really lying about their reporting, and now they're being sued. And I think that's wonderful. And, of course, it just tripped off a whole bunch of other things. Huh? Bernie Sanders, of course, came out and announced that he's running for president. El Presidente. No, I'm sorry. That's the designation for the California governor. El Presidente. We got that one going on. So, what is up with Trump? Border wall, bullet train, California versus Trump escalates. We're going to talk about that one, too. Director of National Intelligence next on the chop. Now, You know, this is something that I think is kind of interesting. This is from the Washington Post. This is their speculation. Of course, can it be true? Now, I'm only bringing this up because I don't think it's true yet. But I'm just putting it out there because I do think there are some people that are leaving the Trump administration. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up. I'm just bringing it up as it's. I'm triggered, I'm telling you. I'm triggered on this one. I'm triggered because, you know, the treatment by the certain people in the White House to the Angel families last week was deplorable, despicable. That's what I'm saying. Those are the people that need to be considered to be exited right out the door. I mean that. I really mean that. You don't treat those people like they were treated. And White House staff should be embarrassed about their treatment of those people. That's why they need to be fired like now, today. And there's three of them in particular. They need to pack up their goodies and go home. Because as things leak out about the stories and about their behavior towards these parents, it's not going to be pretty at all. And that's a sad thing. That's just me. So this is the story about Trump grows frustrated with Coates, leading some to fear he might be fired. President Trump has grown increasingly disenchanted with Director of National Intelligence Daniel Coates, who has served as the nation's top intelligence officer for nearly 2 years, leading some administrative officials to worry he will be soon dismissed, according to people familiar with the matter. The president has never seen Coates as a close or trusted advisor, the people said, but he has become more frustrated with him in recent weeks over public statements that Trump sees as undercutting his policy goals, particularly with respect to reaching a disarmament agreement with Korea. Is there a bite to this? Okay, well, that's the angle. The people familiar with the matter who like others interviewed for this report, spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal deliberations, did not believe that Coates would be fired immediately, but said that Trump is considering removing him. They also noted that Trump sometimes grows angry with officials, but stops short of dismissing them. Trump is still enraged about Coates' congressional testimony on national security threats last month, believing the director undercut the president's authority when he shared intelligence assessments about Iran, North Korea, and Islamic State that are at odds with many of Trump's public statements. And one advisor who spoke with the president over the weekend, that's what one of them said, Trump had seemed to put the episode behind him and claimed shortly after the hearing that Coates and CIA Director Gina Haspel told him they'd be misquoted in their comments at the televised hearing. They had been, okay. But previously, the president has continued to fume, and this weekend, he told the advisor that Coates, a former Republican senator from Indiana, is not loyal, and he's not on the team. White House officials separately said that Trump has recently complained about Coates' public statements, which he believed had undermined him, and another White House official said that Trump's now. See, I have to say that I've heard some of this stuff, so just me. You can't have these guys marching out and saying something completely different from what the president understands, because what that tells me is that the president understands something and they're saying something different. Something is wrong there. Now, I'm bringing this up. Let's bite into the story and say it's true. And I think there's some validity to it. That's just me because of other things I know. Okay. But here's the bigger problem. Surrounding Trump is everybody hates him. There's few people that, and I'm talking about the not his immediate people around him that he knows very, very well. There are three of those, though, that should go. I just need to let you know. One of them is a former Fox person. They need to go. Just on the merits of what happened with the parents and stuff. But everybody else, the Washington establishment, the people in the White House, that's their job, you know. They've got certain levels of service about them. And, you know, they go from one president. They're not loyal to him at all. And he lives in an environment, or he's working in an environment constantly where he cannot trust the people around him. And that's growing ever bothersome to him, I'm sure. And it should be to you. Because on the outside, his polling numbers are going up. In fact, we're going to go back to Rasmussen and see where he sits now. Because everybody says his numbers are way up on different polls, and we're going to check into one here in the next segment. So stay with us on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to look at some statistics right now. Presidential daily tracking poll. Rasmussen. Aha. The latest figures are in for Wednesday, February 20th, which is what this day is. regular updates and posted. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, Eastern time, 9:30 a.m. is when they post these numbers. This is what we have. The Rasmussen Report daily tracking poll for Wednesday shows that 49% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 51% disapprove. That's down a little bit because it was up at 52%. Let's see. I'm looking at the chart now. I'm mousing over the numbers here, the place. See, at on the, let's see, January 19th. Is that the right one? Let's see. Ah, on the 19th, yesterday, Trump approval was 52%. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, that's yesterday. That was yesterday's daily tracking poll. And that was actually, he was down. This was January 30th. He was down to January 30th, 43%. And January 19th, 52%. And then today, he's a whopping 49%. So, I don't know. Yeah, 49%. No? I don't know what they've got going on here. 49%. So he dropped a little bit. Nothing precipitous, though. I would think that, you know, with all this other stuff going on, what I was anticipating today was he was going to show on the Rasmussen Report about a 44, 45%. That's what I was thinking. So 49%, still pretty strong. So his index is only 8%. A presidential approval index's rating is a negative 8%. And I think that that's a fairly good number, actually, the differential. So yesterday he was at total yesterday he started down 49%. So he started dropping from, let's see, on the 19th. Well, he's got several different things here going on. Yesterday was 52%. And I'm not understanding how they're doing all this approval thing. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be sitting here interpreting the data that I don't understand. Well, but I'm admitting to you, I do not understand it. Yeah, I guess they have several different factors, or it looks like they have several different data pieces that they're looking at, and all of them are still pretty strong. Actually, 51% as of yesterday. Now 49%. So they're trending still in the same range group apparently since the other day, since his high. Wow. It's all, I think it's all good in the hood. I mean, you might not like, you know, you drop 3 percentage points. That doesn't seem to be a big, there was no precipitous drop off. That's basically what I'm telling you. So I'm enjoying the data there. You should be too. Let's see. Oh, this is what I think is interesting. And I think all of you might want to join in on the interest along with me. You may partake with me. It says, most see crime injustice, FBI coup against Trump, and want a special prosecutor. This is from yesterday. This is from In Politics, and this is from Rasmussen. It says here, most voters say top Justice Department and FBI officials are likely to have acted criminally when they secretly discuss removing President Trump from office and think a special prosecutor is needed to investigate. 56% of likely U.S. voters believe senior federal law enforcement officials are likely to have broken the law in their discussions in May 17th to oust Trump, with 37% who say it is very likely. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 36% considered that unlikely, with 19% who say it's not likely at all and they broke the law. 51% think a special prosecutor should be named to investigate. The discussion among senior Justice Department officials and FBI officials in May 2017 to remove the president from office, and 38% disagree. That's a big number of undecideds. 54% of voters said in April of last year that a special prosecutor should be named to investigate whether senior FBI officials handled the investigation of Trump and Hillary Clinton in a legal and unbiased fashion. I'm for that one. I'm for both of them. Only 36% say no disciplinary action should be taken against the senior law enforcement officials. See, that's not a good number for the senior law enforcement individuals. I mean, to be staring at. Quite frankly. I mean, we can go on and on and on about this, but I think this is stuff that people are going to look at. There's another one. Few praise Comey's tenure at FBI, more want him prosecuted. Then there's another one. Related articles. you have the article, then you have the related articles. Few praise Comey. 50% think senior law enforcement officials broke the law to block Trump presidency. Well, see, there's another one. So you break it out. You've got the blockage of the presidency. You've got the collusion, right, business with that. And you got the discussion that's going on that they had on May 17th about the president and the 25th Amendment. The coup d'etat, which is clearly a coup d'etat. I mean, God, you just can't make it up. I mean, this, and they're out bragging about it. Uh-huh. Now they want to, so you got Comey, you've got the coup incident going on. You got the incident about a special prosecutor should be named to investigate senior FBI officials in the investigation of Trump and Hillary together. I mean, there's three different things. You can have three special prosecutors. Think of the prospects in the 2020 election. I mean, you never know what the new attorney general is going to do. He just might start going in and start assigning special three. Potentially, you could have three special prosecutor investigations going on with all these officials. And you know, the one big thing is McCabe. McCabe has got so much evil about him and his wife. It goes right to Peter Comey. Shocking. Who's Peter Comey? Well, it's James's brother. James' brother, you know that tall drink of water? That guy. His brother, Peter, guess what? He heads up the Clinton Foundation. I'm shocked. I'm shocked to see collusion amongst brothers. It brings out the whole new, it gives you a whole new perspective on, can you help a brother out? Isn't that interesting? I hate it when this happens, though. I really, truly hate it when this happens. Let's bite into this. This is a former FBI director. This came from April. James Comey has taken to print. Okay, this is the whole thing. They want him investigated. This is what the polling information was. Clearly. So this is the data for the day. This is the data dump. You just got a data dump right in the middle of the week. So it's as far as Trump's approval rating, he's pretty high still, and the index is low. Is pretty low in terms of. Non-support. So I think this is really a big story, though. I think we're going to get a special prosecutor. You might get three of them. Think of the possibilities. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, right? I often get these questions about New California, you know. who voted for New California? No one. No one. It's not the way it works. The situation for New California is very simple. What you do is you just start it off. You do what you need to do. It explains a lot, actually. You have constitutional rights where you can do what you want to do. They're God-given rights. The government doesn't give you those rights, and the government can't take them away from you. They're God-given. I mean, they could take them away for, you know, not overall in the population. They can't, that's, you know, if you break the law or something, yeah, your rights are going to go away pretty quickly. I mean, you know, that Jussie Smollett, what kind of a name is that? He's losing his rights. I mean, my gosh, something's going to happen there. I don't know if we're expecting that he's going to be arrested. You know, the guy from Vampire. And, of course, what's happening, which is kind of interesting there, is he has committed crimes, it looks like. They suspect he's committed crimes. They brought in the investigation to the FBI. They're looking for squamous epithelial cells. It's amazing. You know, hair follicles and spittle. Signs of spittle. Maybe get some ribosomes, mitochondria, Golgi apparati. And, of course, the proverbial rhizomes. I said mitochondria, didn't I? Yeah. Powerhouses of the cell. Find out about his mother that way. So this is would you lose your rights. But when you have your rights, your fully vested rights, which is what you want to protect and defend for the whole population, because why? What happens is you get tyrants and tyranny. That's why we set up the government the way we did. And that's why we can do what we can do to form a new state. We have the right to do that, and we're doing it. We're exercising our right. And part of the tools, the tool chest, of course, is the First Amendment. The First Amendment. You know, the one that, the First Amendment, what's the first, there's elements of the First Amendment. A lot of people don't know this. The very first one, the most important one, is freedom of religion. Not freedom from religion, freedom of religion. Freedom of religion. That's what it is. A lot of people don't realize that. Freedom of religion. Freedom of religion. Remember that. I'm a happy camper about what's going on with New California, and I think everybody else is, and we're getting happier, happier, happier because of the, I guess you would say, the notion that people can actually do this on their own. We have the right and the freedom to do it. So this is why I think if you take a look at what's going on balance with the Trump administration, with Venezuela, with New California, you might be getting a preview of what it's going to be like in California vis-a-vis New California. Why? Because California clearly is leaning to what? They're leaning to totalitarianism. They're leading to socialism. They're socialist. That's what the government of California is all about. It's being socialist. And we say that. Socialist communism. Now it's communism really coming on board because they're nationalizing everything. They're nationalizing power, insurance. All these different private corporations are being nationalized by the state government of California. That is wrong-headed. Yet that is exactly what is going on. That is exactly what is going on. And this is something that we cannot tolerate. This ride, this drifting to socialism. Something that we do not want. It is happening. And that's why we are doing what we are doing in New California, is to stop this rise in socialism. Laura Trump talks about this. Laura Trump, yeah.
Joining us now, senior advisor to Donald J. Trump for President 2020. Laura Trump is with us. I know you're used to the attacks. More importantly, free health care, free housing. Oh, and Elizabeth Warren wants free daycare. We're going to have guaranteed healthy food. Guaranteed pretty vacations, medical leave, all of that, even if you're unwilling to work.
Yeah, well, it's all so crazy, Sean. And what I think people need to realize when we're talking about socialism, it is essentially the government taking over, as you're explaining, almost every aspect of your life. And in America, that is not right. That is not who we are as a country. That's not what our country was founded on. These things are becoming incredibly mainstream within the Democrat Party, and it's going to be very hard for people to distance themselves from these come the 2020 election. I tend to think, let them keep digging themselves in a hole, because the average American in this country, I think, sees how crazy these ideas are and how quickly this would bankrupt our country and lead us down a path much like Venezuela is right now, where, Sean, they're eating dog and cat food to survive. You see that they don't even have beds in their hospitals. They're in deplorable conditions. People are starving to death. That is not something that we want to see happen in the United States of America. People have to take socialism and anyone's running on a socialist platform incredibly seriously.
How are they going to convince Americans that we're going to eliminate all fossil fuels, the cars we love to drive, the lifeblood of our economy, Every American's going to have to retrofit and remodel their home. Oh, cows are going away. No airplanes. And we're going to, what, have sailboats to Europe and high-speed trains to Australia and New Zealand?
It makes absolutely no sense. And when you actually get down to it and start to ask questions like this, I think oftentimes they really can't answer you. They say, well, we'll find the money for it. Well, who's paying for it, Sean? The reality is they want to tax 70 to 90% taxes on the American citizens. Think about that, what that would mean for everyone across this country. It is so crazy. It's never going to happen in this country.
I think what's happening, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, California. California lost a million people. They left the state. 13,000 businesses left the state in less than 10 years. They're all losing people in their states because they're leaving.
Absolutely.
Because of high taxes and burdensome regulation. If they do it nationwide, what do you think those people that have money are going to do? They're going to move their money and they're going to move themselves.
You got that right. Everybody in New York is moving to Florida. And guess what? If they try to do it in this country, people are moving out of the country. It is going to spell disaster. Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty scary. All right, Laura Trump, great to see you. Congrats on the baby. I hear the baby's running around, jumping all
over
the place.
Climbing on the sofa. He's into everything.
I know. The first walking stage is step, step.
Boom. Yeah. Laura Trump weighing in. You know, it's kind of interesting that she is quite the lady, actually, as all the Trump family is. It's just absolutely amazing, the discussion of socialism. And then when you have a discussion of socialism, California just pops right up, doesn't it? It pops right up. And so does New California. Relief for your socialism. New California. Stay strong and stand your ground.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious
precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back. We are absolutely back, and I appreciate all of your listenership. There's no question about it. You guys are fabulous, fabulous, fabulous participants in the great American experiment that's going on here in New California. New California. You know, it's kind of interesting. We put up a whole bunch of stuff about what happened in New California. And the thing that we did yesterday was actually spectacular. I mean, really spectacular. We're going to be putting up all the information for you so you can see it. But it was another great job by the New Californians to support sheriffs, the county sheriffs, how important they are. So we're really happy, happy, happy about that. Okay, so the dismissal of Coates. We talked about him. This is a... Will there be another shakeup of people from the Trump administration? My answer to that is yes, there will be. There absolutely will be. Now, some things around all this. New York Times is reporting that Trump's war on investigations is encircling him. Not really. Judge may jail Roger Stone after an Instagram post. I have no idea what that's about. Let's dive into this one. Roger Stone says, this is from Reuters, pretty good sources, actually. Former Trump advisor Roger Stone ordered to appear in court over Instagram post. So what did he post? It says, Washington, Roger Stone, a former political advisor to President Trump, was ordered on Tuesday to appear in court this week over Instagram post that chastised and appeared to threaten the judge presiding over the criminal trial. Oh, no. Come on, Roger. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone would need to show cause at a hearing on Thursday, tomorrow, to why the post did not violate the gag order in the case or the conditions of his release. Stone, who is free on $250,000 bond and is free to travel to certain U.S. cities without the court's permission, has pleaded not guilty to charges of making false statements to Congress, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, as part of the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia meddling in the 2016 election. Stone's attorneys filed a formal apology with the court on Monday after he posted a photograph on Instagram of Jackson alongside what appeared to be in the crosshairs of a gun. Oh, God. He later deleted the image and reposted it without the crosshairs before removing it again, according to media outlets. Next to the close-up image of Jackson's face, Stone said Jackson was an Obama-appointed judge who dismissed the Benghazi charges against Hillary Clinton. He also accused Mueller of being a deep state hitman. Well, Roger, you know, I would say that's a fair assessment, but you do have some sort of orders on you from these morons. It says Stone later posted a statement on his account saying the photo was not intended to threaten the judge or disrespect the court. He also said the image was not of crosshairs, but rather of a logo of an organization often featured on many photos. Drew Wade, a spokesman for the U.S. Marshals Service, said in a statement that the law enforcement arm of the federal court system is aware of the social media post allegedly directed at Jackson by Stone, and the Marshals Office conducts regular security assessments for federal judges. He added that the Marshals Service never comments on threats or measures it takes to protect the judges. Some of Stone's posts about Jackson came just days after the judge issued a partial media gag order on Stone and his lawyers. Friday's order prohibits them from speaking with the news media or making statements near the federal courthouse about the case. It does not stop Stone from discussing the case when he is away from the courthouse, though it cautions that doing so may be in his best interest. Jackson also said in her order she may amend it in the future if necessary. Probably amending it now. I'm just guessing that's probably what they're doing with Roger Stone. Why would you just pour fuel on the fire? Okay, this is something that is important. And this is one of the things that, and I want you to pay kind of attention to this, okay? And I'm just going to announce it because there's a lot of things going on in the media circles. Gannett's loss widens as ad circulation revenue fall. The publisher of USA Today has rejected a takeover proposal from Digital First, calling it inadequate. Gannett Company, which is fending off a takeover bid, reported a wider loss in its third quarter as advertisers continued to turn away from print media and circulation revenue fell. MNG Enterprises, Inc., better known as Digital First Media, offered a purchase Gannett for $12 a share after building up a stake in the company. Probably should take the $12 a share. Because this is USA Today, and of course USA Today has a lot of biases. It has good, circulation out and about, but what is the content? The content in print paper is so critical. And what we're finding, I'm telling you, if you ever pick up a copy of Epoch Times and read it, it is the most exciting. It's just exciting to the eyes, and the intellectual stuff going on is wonderful. The stories are done absolutely fair and balanced. I mean, you use that term. I know Fox News. But that's absolutely true. It's the publication itself is a throwback. I mean, it's like the NFL. They always have these throwback uniforms, right? Well, there's throwback newspapers. And the Epoch Times is a throwback to when you had real journalists doing real research to real stories and giving you the truth. So, and you might not like the truth, but you can depend upon them being truthful and honest and unbiased. That's the Epoch Times. And Gannett, and you've got all the other ones out there that are, I picked up our local Democratic paper. I'm serious. It was like two pages. It used to be a big, thick thing. It's because nobody's reading it. It's got, bias. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
We're back.
I hate it when that happens. It kind of overmodulates.
Okay. Great stuff going on. On Agenda 21 Radio, and what is going on with the president, we're going to be talking about that, and we're also going to be talking about the conflict with California. The conflict with California, which is, of course, we'll call it the California conflict. The battle for California. It's mounting. The California, and, you know, I'm writing it all down. I know. The California conflict is a real conflict, and it's really, really happening, and we're going to be discussing it. This is the battle for California starting to really shape up, and Donald Trump is not backing down, and neither is Gavin Newsom. He's going to be rough and tough, Gavin Newsom. The guy you never see in public. He's never publicly seen. He's a recluse. Really, the governor is reclusive. The governor of California is a recluse, doesn't like to be seen in public. God forbid. I mean, so we have Jimmy Carter. I mean, back in the day, see, this is the thing. Jimmy Carter, as president, most will tell you he was terrible. And in fact, he was horrible. He goes beyond terrible as a president. He was horrible. That's horrible. Now, here's the deal. He was very reclusive. And what happened, he hunkered down. He got bunker syndrome because what happened was in Tehran, well, they took over the American embassy and they took hostages back in 1978, 79. Then they held him for I don't know how many days. And what he did actually till 79 through 80. And what he did was he just bunkered down. He just stayed inside the White House and he wouldn't come out and wouldn't be seen in public. So Gavin Newsom's the same. Have we seen him in public? Where's Gavin? Where's Newsom? You know, listen to the debates. John Cox, remember that? The evidence is here. The guy is a recluse. He had a debate with John Cox, one debate on a public radio at 9 a.m. in the morning on a Monday.
Wow.
I'll tell you what's going on with that guy's head. It's someplace dark and deep. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.